AP News, I'm Julie Walker. The U.S. military says it thwarted an Iranian missile attack on American troops after Iran launched multiple ballistic missiles at American forces in the Middle East today, ending a brief pause in fighting as mediators tried to get both sides back to negotiations and toward a ceasefire. U.S. Central Command says American and Saudi fighter aircraft struck multiple terrorist logistics and weapon sites across eastern Iraq in a strong response to over 30 IRGC-directed aerial drone attacks in the last 72 hours. It said the Revolutionary Guard and its terrorist proxies must cease these attacks to avoid further U.S. military response. The Senate confirms Jay Clayton as Trump's National Intelligence Director.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 47, and the nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is considered made and laid upon the table, and the president will be immediately notified.
This comes after contentious hearings. Senator Lindsey Graham was eulogized at memorial services across Washington today, President Trump delivering remarks at the National Cathedral, calling him a force to be reckoned with all over the world.
A giant of the United States Senate, and a true American original who left us much too soon, and that can only be the one and only Lindsey Graham.
Both Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Ukrainian President Zelensky were in attendance. Earlier, they met with Trump separately behind closed doors, Netanyahu praising his first meeting with Trump since launching the Iran war. It comes as both leaders face growing pressures at home. Netanyahu is up for re-election, Trump under pressure to end the war. This is AP News.
KFC founder Colonel Sanders' pressure cooker, black bow tie, and dozens of other personal items are up for public auction. Along with his former home and a dinner house, Sanders opened after selling his iconic restaurant chain in 1964 to a group of investors, with Sanders continuing as brand ambassador for the company. Auctioneer Bill Minish.
He didn't dress like that before he was starting to build Kentucky Fried Chicken. He adopted the colonel, the clothes, the bow tie, the glasses, the goatee.
Auctioneer Jonathan Klunk says one hot item is Sanders' bow tie.
He did wear clip-ons.
The most sought-after item?
His 1964 day planner.
The planner was the subject of a lawsuit filed by the KFC Corp to keep the ingredients private, later dropped when they realized it was likely a recipe for stuffing.
That was the AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting on Kentucky Fried Chicken nostalgia. I'm Julie Walker.